Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Plugged Into. I'm your host, Kimmy Dixon, and I'm also the founder of Hypertribe, of which this is a production of. So this week on Plugged Into, we want to talk all about grants. And since the PRS Foundation's grant deadline for several of its funds has just passed, and also it's a harder time now more than ever for artists, I thought this would be a really, really good topic for us to go through. So first of all, to find grants within the music industry, you've got to do a bit of searching around, and you've got to also be able to register when the deadlines are going to be. Over at Hypertribe, as a member, what we do is we make sure that you have all those deadlines to hand, and we also update you with our spreadsheet of new grants that pop up and also with their deadlines too. A grant means that you don't have to pay the money back, but there are certain objectives that you have to meet. Normally the project is coming up, you know, with a plan by yourself, but also it is definitely worth the time to put an application in. If you don't put an application in, every time that grant passes, that's your chance of being able to get the funding that you need or the capital that you need. Think of it like this. If there's a £5,000 grant and you spend an hour doing that application, that means that you are able to generate £5,000 within 1 hour. So your rate per hour would be £5,000. That's why I like to do grant applications, and I think that everybody should be applying for as many grant applications as possible when they come up. So here are a few tips to help with your grant applications. First of all, the criteria. This is such a basic thing, but remember, every single organization has objectives too. You have to check the criteria and make sure that you are covering a project that perhaps is fitting with their objectives as an organization. And also, if possible, find out where the funding is coming from. Not every organization is getting their funding straight from their own pool. They might be getting it from an external source, and that external source will have objectives too. The criteria itself for each fund is always different. You have to make sure that you can spend things on the right criteria that is put out in the grant application. And also on top of that, you've got to make sure that your project is within the bounds of what is trying to be achieved. Everything that you do throughout your application should be tailored towards that. One thing to remember, that this grant application isn't just about you. Yes, you can place yourself in the middle of it as an artist and as the main music creator, but it's also about looking at the wider impact of the music industry. Think of it like 50% is all about you and 50% is about the impact that you can have on the industry as a whole. What makes you different? What means that you can help other collaborators with this money? What makes it so that you are the person that has to have it, and why now? Those are kind of questions that often people get asked, and it depends on every application. The other thing that's really basic, but sometimes people don't do, is complete the whole application. If you look like you haven't tried, or you have missed a question, or you've missed a video entry, or whatever it is, then organizations will also think the same. That application might just go straight in the bin, and it's a good filtering technique if people haven't tried. Why should they invest in you if you haven't been able to take time to just answer the basic questions that they ask? Grant funding also is very project-based a lot of the time. So you have to start with the start date and end with an end date. And you also have to get the budget right. Do your research, be specific, and make sure that you show that in your application. In terms of funding and what you will need to use the money on, just remember that things like putting the full amount for marketing and promotion really is not going to help. A lot of the time, organizations want to see that your costs are spread out and that obviously you will be using it for appropriate things, but also you can get more bang for your buck by being able to go after the resources that you have already researched. For all our members over at Hypertribe, not only do we provide you with dates and deadlines of grants that are coming up, but we also help you with your application process as well. So those grants that you may not know where to start on, what we do is we'll go through that with you and just have a look at what particular projects you have coming up that might be appropriate for that particular grant. This is to make sure that you have the best chance of being able to win these applications over. They're highly competitive. So if you would like to be a part of that, then join us over at Hypertribe as a member. That's www.hypertribe.io. And that's it for this week. So that's it for this week on Plugged Into. I've been your host, Kimmy Dixon. And let us know what you think about this week at hyper_tribe on Instagram.